Hello, and welcome to the 5th DWF Middle East Employment Law Podcast. My name is Omar Sharif, and I'm joined by Shiraz Seti, Regional Managing Partner and Head of Employment at DWF Middle East LLP. As part of our Out with the Old and In with the New podcast series, we will be discussing the key changes affecting the DIFC employment regime as a result of the enactment of the new DIFC employment law. Shiraz, who contributed to and was instrumental in the drafting of the new DIFC employment law, will be sharing his opinion on a range of topics. Today, we are going to talk about the new requirement imposed onto employers to provide employees with a written statement of the reasons for their termination. By way of background, Article 64 of the new DIFC employment law allows employees to request a written statement that details the reasons for their termination. How has this article been amended under the new law?
Under the former DIFC employment law, only employees who were continuously employed for at least a period of 1 year were entitled to request a written statement of the reasons for their dismissal. Under the new DIFC employment law, the 1 year threshold has been removed. Therefore, any employee, irrespective of their tenure with the company, is entitled to request a written statement detailing the reasons for their termination, subject to certain qualifications. Firstly, such request must be made to the employer within 30 days of the termination date. And secondly, the employee must have been terminated for cause. Provided that such qualifications are satisfied, the employer is now required to provide such written statement within 14 days of the request. Moreover, it should also be noted that the new DIFC employment law goes further by stipulating that the written statement detailing the reason for termination must contain sufficient information in order for a reasonable person to understand the basis of the termination.
These changes in the new DIFC employment law extend the obligations imposed onto employers. What do you think the repercussions of this will be?
This change will provide a higher degree of transparency for employees. However, as arbitrary, unfair, and constructive dismissal are not recognized within the DIFC's jurisdiction, it is unclear how requiring employers to provide a written statement of the reasons for termination will benefit either employees or employers. Nevertheless, as Article 67 allows the DIFC courts to impose penalties or issue orders in the event that an employer contravenes the provisions of the new law, it is advisable for employers to comply with any request for a written statement within the prescribed timelines and ensure that it is prepared with sufficient detail.